Welcome to Call Us Mommy Podcast, where we get real about mom life, relationships, and careers. I'm Tiana, a single mom of three.
And I'm Marielle, a married mom of four. We're both on a mission to empower you not to settle in any area of life. All right, welcome back to Call Us Mommy. We are here with Taitlin Klein, who is our coach at LNL, but also friend. I think you are our very first student. So Taitlin is a mom of four. And she is newly engaged. She has had many roles. And I love that this is the conversation that we're having with her because of that, because she's had so many roles and she's excelled at all of them. And she's a mom who's very busy. But we're going to be talking today about why we think that traditional, I mean, it's not a new idea, but we think traditional 9-to-5s just don't work for moms. Society is just not set up for mothers and parenthood in general, but it seems to be statistically that a lot of it falls on moms, so it doesn't work for us. And Taitlin is somebody who has kind of changed her own direction to be able to make it work for herself. So I'm excited about this conversation, and it'll be an easy one because, you know, Taitlin's like, she's always behind the scenes, and we were talking about this right before we started recording. We're surprised that we haven't done a podcast episode with her yet.
Well, let's just jump right in. Where were you in life, like when we started LNL?
Yeah, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah,
it's insane.
Almost four, guys. It's like 3.5. Okay, I'm adding the little half onto that.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah, so I had just bought a house, just moved in, was still working full time. I was working at a locally owned rent-to-own store. I had been there for 6.5-7 years. Started from the bottom there and worked my way up. But I was still, at one point I was working till 6 and 7, you know, every night. I still had to work on Saturdays. It was a lot, and the salary was not what it needed to be for those hours. I was really busy. On top of that, I had 4 children.
So do you feel like maternity leave kind of like pushed you in that direction of like, this, something's not fitting and I feel like something needs to change?
Yes.
So it all like happened at the right time, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely like I already had been feeling like I don't know what I want to do. And I think, Ariel, I had even talked to you about like at something we'd ran into each other, and I was even like, I don't know what I want to do, but like, I need to do something different. Like, I'm so busy. Like, I can't keep working the way I'm working and have 4 kids and be the mom I want to be. So, but I wasn't in a place financially to just quit. I was really struggling, but, luckily you guys, I think it was very shortly after our conversation, you guys decided to jump in and do this. So it definitely, as soon as you guys called me about it, I think you guys were kind of like, you know, think about this, like, this is what we're going to do. Like, here's what we want you to do here. Come in and help us and think about it. And I was just like, no, like, let's do it.
And you kind of like ran with it. I feel like you, at first it was kind of just like, hey, you know, like, this is what we're thinking. But also like, I know you're looking for something different, but like, I don't feel like we were just like, because we definitely weren't like, this is going to be our full-time thing. And so we weren't expecting you to like up and quit. And what we teach is, you know, obviously, and like, obviously you teach now too, not to do that. Like, especially right. Income is reliant on whatever full-time job you have, to start slow, like get a really small client. And you did that, but you like, it's like you got that first client and then you were like, I'm going for all of it. And you like booked out pretty quickly and then you ended up quitting, right?
Yeah. So very quickly, I started doing some stuff like late at night when my kids were in bed. I was still working and COVID happened. So then I was working from home with my full-time job. So that was convenient, but I was still just doing things like at night for like my new client. And then when I got to the point where my new client said, my first client was like, you know, we could bring you on for more. I was like, okay, like it's going to be a huge pay cut at first, but I just needed to make that jump. I knew I could turn it into what I needed it to be. So I was like, I'm doing this. Like, there is no turning back.
Now that you say that, I remember having a conversation with you and you were like, it's going to be a pay cut though. And I was like, it's going to be worth it in the end. Like, I love that you touched on that. Like, you had your full-time job and you also took this on because our last podcast episode that we did with also a former student, Kayla, she talks about it too. Like, when you want something or you want change, it's not, you may be in an uncomfortable season for a minute. Like, you may be working when your kids are in bed. You may be working right at school pickup line, whatever you're doing to make the end result happen, even if that's going to happen in a few months or a year from now, whatever your goal is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Like, the hard and the length of how hard it's going to be is going to be shorter, even though it feels probably harder than like your day to day now feels, but it's right. Like, you're thinking, you know, maybe a year of like difficulty for a lifetime of something new versus like a lifetime of doing the same thing that doesn't feel right. So yeah. I want to talk about that because we said earlier, like, you've had so many different roles. You did that. You quit and you started working. You were booked out. I remember you working with like several clients and obviously working with us. How has that changed since then? Like, what has been valuable about going through that experience and like having your, you know, world opened up to this online business world?
Yeah. I mean, I think at first I was like, you know, so many women in our program or so many women like about to start the program or wanting to. I was nervous. I was scared. I knew I could do all of the things, but it was like, there's still something in the back of your head because it's new and you've never done it. It's still just scary. And you're still kind of questioning yourself, like, can I do this? Even though you know you can. So I really feel like starting out the way I did helped because the things I was doing was really basic. I was doing like data entry, just like documenting like some sales, doing like some super easy, simple reports that anybody could do. And so I think when I started out doing that, I was kind of reassured myself, I can do this, you know, and then I got confident doing that stuff. And then it was almost like the client recognized that and it was something changed inside of me. And then the client was like, hey, we can have you do this other stuff too. And I think just as soon as your confidence clicks in with your first client, it's just like going up from there because then your client can really see what you're capable of. And it pushed me into lots of other roles, like you said. So I've been, you know, bottom level VA doing data entry where you get no recognition, right? I've done social media management. I've done like billing and invoicing. I've been an online business manager and overseen everything. Ops manager, like being the CEO's right hand. I've done so many things and I've sat in on so many meetings and made so many calls that I am confident that I can do anything, honestly, like in any company, because you just get like that. You think you can't do something. And then once you're in it and you're doing it, it's totally different.
So how do you feel like that's changed with there, because obviously like that seems more intimidating than what you were doing before, where it was like, it was a role that you were in for almost 7 years. So like it got familiar, even if you were going up, you know, in your positions, that probably seems intimidating. Like if you were talking to yourself 3 years ago and you're like, hey, this is what you're going to be doing in 3 years, might've seen it intimidating. So like, how has it been doing those things, but also like fulfilling why you left in the first place, like to be with your kids and have more time and all that?
Has been a roller coaster. Thinking back to my previous role, I had a lot of responsibilities. I had a lot of things that I was doing. But at a 9-to-5, when you're at a building and you're working with people, I feel like there's like something above you, like holding you down. Like people say like the sky's the limit, but like it's not at a 9-to-5. Like it's not, like there's a sky that is holding you down. But then when you're working with clients, the sky is the limit, because if you're succeeding and if you're doing what you need to be doing, then your client is going to appreciate that more and keep pushing you and keep letting you do more, you know? So I feel like, yeah, I would have been like, you're crazy if you would have said years ago what I would be doing now. And now my career looks different than it did a year ago, you know, or even 2 years ago, it looks totally different.
I was going to touch on it is that we always say that a booked-out VA looks different for everybody because at one point in time, me being a booked-out VA was easily like 40, 50 hours a week. Now I'm like booked out, like I have 2 hours. That's all I got. And I'm booked out. And you're a busybody. You like to have your hands in like lots of different things. Like I know you teach dance. I think you teach at your mom's studio as well. And then you also do other things. So like, what does that look like to you at the beginning when you went full force and you were working, like you were working what, 50 hours a week?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would say 50 for sure at the beginning.
How has that like changed throughout these past few years?
Yeah. So it has completely changed. I think at first I was like trying to replace my income or wanted to make more money. And so I was more being like money driven and I let myself get to that point where I was working a lot still. And then I kind of had like, I don't even know what it was. I kind of had like an aha moment. And I was like, why am I working all the time again? Like, that was not my point in becoming a virtual assistant. You know, like, yeah, the money's amazing. I was making, at that point, I was making like $7,000 to $8,000 a month and it was amazing. Don't get me wrong. I wish I was making that right now, but I don't want to work that much to make that right now. I just don't. I have 4 kids. My youngest is 4 now. My oldest is 13. They're crazy busy. So for me now, it's a balance and it changes, honestly, like depending on the season because of my kids and their schedules. But, you know, right now, like if I have like 20 hours a week, like I'm good with that. That would be like fully booked out to me right now. And yes, that's also because I love dance. I dance my whole life. And so I have the opportunity to teach dance one night a week and I do that. And that fulfills me. Like it makes me feel good. I love it. My mindset has completely shifted, I feel like, because before, even before I became a virtual assistant, I was like more money focused. Like, I have to make this much money. And going into being a VA, it was still a little bit about that, but it shifted into being able to be there, you know? And now it's like, of course I'd like to make more money, but that's not my priority because my kids are only little ones. So it has completely changed.
It also has to do with like, it might not be a recognized thing, but whenever you make that shift, I think it has to do with your mindset changing to, I need to find a job where I make more money so that I can change my life, so that I can hire, you know, a nanny so that my kids can be home with me or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas whenever you take control of your career and you're no longer working a 9-to-5 and you're, even if you're just like working from home and you have more control over your routine, but like, especially when you're a freelancer, you have control over when you make money. Because you choose when you want to work to find new clients, when you take them on. Like, yeah, that's scary to some people, but that gives you the control. Right. So then once you've done that and you've like harnessed that control, I think you start thinking about money differently and you're like, okay, it's not actually like more money that I need. It is more time or it's more like fulfillment in the things that I'm doing. And so I think that shift is like a really cool thing to see too, because it's like, I think all of us, like when we first got started, and probably like a lot of the women in the program too, like when we first got started, it's like you had this drive to like make the most money, 12K months. And like, you know, I even had crazy lengths with as like just VA work. It's cool. It's awesome to like see yourself be able to do that. But then you're like, well, I like don't want to be working that much, because as a service provider, in order to make that much money, you do have to be the one providing the services, unless mm-hmm. you do like take on an agency and things like that. But you're still, there's a lot of work that goes into that. So I think it's cool to like see people then shift backwards and be like, okay, well, where am I actually, like, where is the balance? And like, I think the balance changes, you know, with the seasons that we're in, but like, I think moms with kids at the ages that we have them, which all of us have them like preteen and under, we need time to be flexible with them, but we need to make money. So it's like, we need things that like we always say, like we can sprinkle throughout our routines that we have with our kids and like the lives that we lead with them. Because even if your kids are in school, like, you know what, 8 to 3 p.m., that's still like not a work day, you know, like you still need to figure that out. And I don't know how the women that work in offices do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a taste of being a 9-to-5 again this week. As I told you guys earlier, I decided our local schools need subs and I might as well just like apply, like put my name in there. That way, if they need one and I'm not doing anything that day, I can do it, right? Just to like be nice and help. I don't know why I'm like that, but I did it. And I've been subbing a third grade class all week and it's been great. The kids are great. But like I got home every night this week and there is a pile of laundry sitting on my couch right over here. It's been there since Monday because when I get home, I'm exhausted and I don't want to do it. And I just laugh because I'm like, how the heck did I used to do this? Like, I am not used to it. I'm used to being able to just like do it during the day while I'm doing something else. Or, you know, it's just, it's crazy. It blows my mind that like now my house is slacking and I'm still have been home by 4 o'clock every day. So I don't even know how I did it.
Yeah. I think it is a testament to how much people think that like, if you start your virtual assistant career, like suddenly it's going to be just like you're a stay-at-home mom, like with your kids, because I'm sure the stay-at-home moms who have started a virtual assistant career can tell you like, no, there is like a shift. Like your kids have to become more independent and you're not doing things with them every maybe single day like you would be if you didn't have any other responsibility outside of that. But it does, there's a layer of like hard to it that like you wouldn't have if you weren't working at home as well. So like, even if you're a stay-at-home mom with already independent kids, like it's going to be a little bit harder because you do have to like put aside those responsibilities. But still, it's like so much easier to be like, you know, finishing someone's calendar, 30 minutes of work, and then get up and do 15 minutes of laundry and then come back versus like be gone all day and then come home and be like, here's this pile of laundry that I have to take on. Like it's definitely completely different. I mean, I work with guys that work from home and they're like, you know, I can see how it's so much easier to work from home because I can get up and throw a load of laundry in like in between meetings and things like that. So I think it just works a lot better with like a mother's our lifestyle, I guess.
It does, because we're expected to do everything. all the household things, regardless of if we're working at home or not. So it does, it makes your life so much easier. I feel like whenever this week, how I have felt coming home from working and having to do all these things, I feel defeated and I feel kind of like a failure this week because I'm like, oh my gosh, like that laundry's sitting there and like my kitchen counter is covered in crap. But like if I was home, none of that would be done. You know, all of that would be put away and where it's supposed to be.
We have a couple more minutes. So I would love to hear how you've liked being a coach with L&L and coaching the ladies that are in our program, and you do a great job and show up for them in the Facebook group and just tell everyone what's that like.
I love working with Laptop and Littles in the program. I feel like since we're all from the same area, I feel like we know a lot of the same people, but it's been awesome. And it's kind of really fun to just be like out and someone be like, oh, I've been meaning to message you and like ask you about being a virtual assistant. Like I have so many local people that just, you know, bring that up and ask about it. So I really like that. I like talking to people. You guys know, like I am social. I don't care if I know you or if I don't know you. Like if I get seated next to you, I'm probably going to be talking to you. So I like getting to know the women and getting to know their stories. And, you know, we usually have them do like an intro post when they come in. And that's nice to see just like the different types of people we have, because there's so many different people from everywhere. One kid or no kids or five kids or whatever. And there's just so many different people. I feel like it's never boring. I love that because I am a busybody. I think the biggest thing that I get from it, honestly, is like seeing people come on the coaching calls with zero confidence, or seeing them pop on a live but not commenting, or doing those little things at the beginning because they're nervous or there's those fears, and then seeing them like come out of that. And it's just like so rewarding to see them. Like we had somebody on the coaching call today that had on our last call. So like 2 weeks ago, she had one client. This week she had three. And I was like, what? Like, I was so excited for her, you know, like I wanted to like call her and ask her all the questions. So
I know who you're talking about too. And she has struggled this past, I would say probably like 6 months, maybe a little bit less, but she was very discouraged and thinking like this was not for her and lacked confidence. And then I saw the day that she had three and I was like, what?
It really happens. I feel like it happens for everybody if you don't give up. Like my brother is, he's not really been like networking, but he's been waiting for like referrals and stuff because he's also in school. So he does like VA work on the side. And he'll have like clients that he'll like meet with and then like they'll test that. And it just hasn't really worked out. But like the last month, it's been like all at once. And then now he has like three clients that he's onboarding. And he's having like turn away clients. So, and he hasn't even put like much, if any, effort into it. He's just like existing and like been working to get referrals from his existing clients. So if that says anything, like it will happen when it's supposed to happen. You just have to keep putting yourself out there, like right, to let the universe like bring it back to you. But it can be frustrating at the beginning. So that's why I love like seeing the ladies like join the coaching calls and get that encouragement. And I'll be like dreading a coaching call, not because I dread like getting on and like talking to the ladies, but because it'll be like a long day and I'll be like, okay, one more meeting, you know, and then we'll get on. And it's like immediately as soon as the women start talking about like what's going on or whatever, I just, it's like so fun to be in that community and like be able to encourage them. And like, that is my love language is like, you know, words of affirmation. So encouragement is like my thing. And it's just, I wish we could do it more. Like I wish we could just all be on Zoom all day, every day, but like we have to still actually do our jobs. But I think the community has been great for that.
I love that we all mentioned like how fulfilling it is for when people to like when they engage or they tell us they're booked out or they have three clients. It honestly feels like when they have three clients, I'm like, I got three clients.
Yeah.
Like yeah. It's so rewarding. And every time I've ever had a confidence call, that's something I really express to women is like our community and that we want to hear from you. And I've invested in coaching programs and group coaching programs. And I felt more annoying, like the coaches weren't like involved. And I remember literally telling Ariel, I do not want to be like this.
Yeah.
And it was almost like I was just like another person that like just bought their program and then was in a group coaching program that wasn't a group coaching program. And I'm like, to me, like, even after 3.5 years, we still get excited for people to get clients. Like we get excited when they're excited. Like when they're discouraged, I feel discouraged. Me and Ariel are both like, oh my gosh, like I feel so bad. Like crap, I'm like gonna help get them out of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's helped that this isn't like our, like we, this is our passion, not our, like our main source of income. You know what I mean? Yes. Not that like I'm saying you it couldn't be your main source of income and you'd still have that passion, but I feel like it'd be easier to get lost in it if you like just like we're trying to make money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like because it's our passion and it's like our mission really. Because like mm-hmm. I mean I was doing this for years before Tiana and I started this. Like that's how Tiana got started. I mean I didn't invite her to that conversation. She like invited herself.
I invited myself, but then she coached me.
Still, like people always would like ask me what I did. And so I would tell them. And then like, I wasn't going to be like, figure it out yourself. You know, I would guide them and send them resources and stuff. So like, this is something that I've always wanted to do. And then whenever Tiana was like, oh, this is something we could do. She was like, well, let's just make it happen while I was sitting here waiting around for, you know, just opportunity to fall into my lap with, which basically was just Tiana.
Oh, Tiana, it was the timing. It was yeah. the timing. There's so many things that fell in place
in our heart to like, this happens. So I think that's why it brings us so much joy because obviously we get excited. Obviously we get excited when people sign up for the program, but like we know that that's such a huge step for them. But once they get that first client, that's their like full circle moment. So it makes it's more exciting for me whenever they get their first client because it's like, okay, they've hit their, you know, like they've hit their end goal basically.
Yeah. As soon as new people join the program, I'm like, yay, that's awesome. I'm so excited for them. But then I get the first client, I'm like, their life's about to change.
Yeah.
Like you just know confidence level of like
when you see the girl or you hear their voice after they get that client, it's like they're a whole new woman. I'm like, okay, sis.
So a really good example of this is one of another OG student. She, I'm not going to like give details because I don't have like, I haven't asked her if I could share this, but like I ran to her the other day and like got an update. So she had a job that was like, you go to school for this job, like you make really good money. And she just still wanted more flexibility. And so she joined the program. She got a client. It was going well. I could tell it wasn't something that like she was going to be like those kind of like Taitlin, like those types of things, like those tasks wasn't going to be what she was doing forever. Like but her taste of that, like, control over what she was doing and providing those services, like, I just saw her, like, over the summer, and she was like, she's starting her own business, like, leaving this thing that she spent so much money to, you know, do, and she's leaving to start her own business, and it's using that, but, like, just, like, so excited about it, and it made me happy, because I feel like that probably had a small part of that, of just pulling her out of, you know, her normal world for a minute to be like, this is what you're capable of, and, like, you know, almost empowering you to, even if it's not just, like, VA stuff, to go on and do other things because you have that confidence.
I always say, I feel like it's a door with a hallway and so many other doors you can open, because, I mean, we've had several girls, they go through our program, they get some, like, VA clients, but then they start other businesses. And to me, like, that is still fulfilling, because I'm like, you know, like, seeing the door open, just like us, like, when the door opened for me to become a virtual assistant, it changed so many things. And then I was able to, now we have a podcast, then we started the coaching business, like, to teach other women to do the same thing. And that's why, I mean, it brings me back to, like, we're so passionate about it, because everyone's why looks different. It could be like, you want to replace your income, you want to make more money, you want to be home with your kids and only work a little bit. You're a stay-at-home mom and you just want some side income to right. go shopping. You know, it's like everyone's why is different. And that's why we always say, like, you're in control of this. When women ask me, like, well, how many hours I'm going to work? I'm like, I don't know. How many hours do you want to work?
How much money can I make?
Yes. And then I'm like,
how much you want to make?
That is why we're so passionate about this. And you've been such a great coach. I cannot believe we are just now doing a podcast on this.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Call Us Mommy podcast. If you want to spend more time with us, make sure to hit follow. And if you like the episode, share with a friend and leave a review.